plants growing at the Ector County Annex on 8th Street, and all survive the winter freeze. It tolerates drought conditions but will require supplemental watering during our hot months of July and August. Be careful not to overwater. The plants reseed themselves. Wear gloves when pruning and touching any broken stems. This plant produces a white sap that can be toxic if ingested. Wash your hands after pruning. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland, or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Pets of the Week. Shiner, a 2-year-old male lab mix, needs to be adopted into a good home. To adopt Shiner or any of the other pets at the Humane Society of Odessa, stop by 7012 Mockingbird Lane. Call 381-5503. Visit www.odessahumanesociety.org or leave a message at facebook.com/Humane Society of Odessa/. The Humane Society of Odessa is a no-kill pet adoption shelter, and all their pets require spay-neuter contract along with an adoption application. Adoption fees for pets start at $75. Garfield, an orange and white adult male, desperately needs to be adopted into a forever home. Garfield is kind and likes to be petted. Adoptions at the Odessa Animal Control are currently $80 for dog and $50 for cats. To adopt Garfield or one of the many other pets at the Odessa Animal Control, stop by 910 West 42nd Street or call 368-3526. If Garfield has been adopted, there are many other pets that need good homes. Mark, a 1-year-old to 2-year-old German Shepherd type breed, desperately needs to be adopted from the Odessa Animal Control Shelter. Mark is a calm and loving dog that loves to play. He is friendly with other dogs, but cats are an unknown. Adoptions at the Odessa Animal Control are currently $80 for dogs and $50 for cats. To adopt Mark or any one of the other pets at the Odessa Animal Control, stop by 910 West 42nd Street or call 368-3526. Andy, a 9-week-old male cat, needs to be adopted into a good home. The photo shows a black and white cat. To adopt Andy or any of the other pets at the Humane Society of Odessa, stop by 7012 Mockingbird Lane or call 381-5503.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, May 2nd, 2021. Teen grillers earn big scholarship dollars. Rankin teams compete all over the state on the pit. By Michael Bauer. Rankin. What could be more Texan than a high school barbecue team? Well, maybe having 3 different teams from the same high school squad. In just 3 short years, the Rankin Red Devils have built a barbecue team that's become one of the most recognized in the state. The team is coached by Robbie McClure, who also teaches shop and welding at Rankin High Schools. Throughout this season, the Red Devils have collected awards at each competition they have attended and posted 52 awards this year. That includes last week's appearance at the State High School Barbecue Championships, which took place in Llano, where Rankin's teams each placed in the top 15. The team is split up into 3 different squads, Kick and Ash, Hot and Ready, and the Fire Devil Smokers. The 3 squads are divided by categories, with Kick and Ash being made up of freshmen and sophomores. The Hot and Ready team is for juniors, while seniors are on the Fire Devil Smokers. McClure said most are novices and are also in welding class. They're out here with me most of the time, and we do all the hospitality rooms for all the other school events. At State, Hot and Ready placed 8th, while Kick and Ash took 10th, and the Fire Devil Smokers took 13th. We won the grand champion in brisket, and my juniors won 5th place chicken and 3rd place beans, and then our seniors won 10th place in dessert and 5th place in beans, McClure said. In the past, Rankin's barbecue team has had up to 2 separate squads. This was the first year it had 3. Normally, there's 1 or 2 teams, McClure said. This year, we went above and beyond. The million-dollar question, however, is how does each competition work with high school barbecue? It's like any other barbecue competition, McClure said. You have to get your entry fee. We'll have a cookers meeting, and then they'll draw their numbers to draw their meat. Most of the time, all the cooks are on Saturday. We can start our fires at 5 a.m. They don't pick up their meat until 6, and when they do, they can do whatever they want. The rules for competing, which are detailed on the Texas High School Barbecue's website, state that all meat must be furnished the day of the cook-off. No pre-marinating, pre-soaking, or pre-spicing prior to the official start time is allowed. The meat is prepared from scratch within the time constraints of the cook-off. No meat is allowed to leave the team's site area, and a promoter will advise teams of the start time. As for the judging format, all entries are submitted in identical containers. The teams turn in their foods, which include chicken, ribs, brisket, pinto beans, and a dessert. The dessert is an open category and must be cooked on site. Each team can cook what they want as long as it is a dessert and is acceptable to garnish and make it look nice for presentation. Each competition is a little different, McClure said. Most of the ones we've been in have been an average competition. They get their meats, they get to season them, they do what they want, nobody can help them. Only students go in, we give them the basics, but we can't help. We can't do much except talk to them. Normal competitions include about 20 teams, but the state championships had over 60. They compete against everybody, McClure said. They compete against Lubbock, Katy, and then we had some small schools. The team has won $67,000 in scholarships. This has changed a bunch of these kids' lives, McClure said. For every team member that wins a grand championship, it's about $3,000 per person, $2,000 for reserved, and $1,500 for first place. They've made some good money. There are 6 seniors on this year's team, including TJ Templeton. Each of the 3 teams have a pit master. Templeton is the pit master for the Fire Devil Smokers and has been part of the program for all 3 years now. It's hard to explain, but I like the experience, Templeton said. It's something you know for a lifelong time. You can use it every day, and it's just really fun competing with your friends. He plans on going to Tarleton State in Stephenville, where he aims to get his degree in chemical engineering. While his team ended up 13th at state, he's enjoyed his time getting to be on the barbecue team. It was pretty fun, Templeton said. I liked it. I was kind of disappointed in the outcome, but, you know, it can go all in different ways. It's the luck of the draw. Junior Noah Armendariz, who is finishing up his 2nd year on the team and competed on the Hot and Ready squad, said his curiosity is learning how to barbecue is what drew him to the team. That's something that everybody needs to know, how to cook, Armendariz said. It's a life skill. One of the things Armendariz said he enjoys about going to different competitions is the challenge and the competitive nature that it brings. Since we're all football players, that's what we love to do, compete, Armendariz said. We get all riled up. Indeed, most of the Rankin barbecue team members are involved in different sports and activities. Sometimes not all of them can make every single barbecue competition, and a little adjusting is needed. These kids are in everything, McClure said. They're in basketball, football, golf, so we have to work around what they're in, and we might have two or three this week who got to cook but didn't cook last week. We just move it around. The team has a unique way to practice and often use experiences such as cooking for school board meetings, fundraisers, and at-home track meets as a way to get better. We cook a lot for the school, McClure said. We do the hospitality for the track meet, which we've had about three of them. We've had four one-acts that we've cooked for. We've cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner for them. We do the school board dinner. They've cooked in 18-degree weather and in windstorms. We had to work on our barbecue pit temperatures, McClure said. They had to learn to control their pits because we use different pits. We have pits here at the school and pits that we travel with. The freezing cold was probably the first one that we had to cook through. McClure said practices will include going over the basics and showing the kids how to tweak some things and make adjustments. Our classroom consists of sitting down and talking about it for 20 or 30 minutes and then go out and start something and then come back in and do something else, McClure said. They keep notebooks and write down and keep track. If you cook in a blizzard, you have to cook longer because it takes forever. One thing that's been hard is everyone here likes spicy foods, but when you get in the hill country, they like it sweet. We have to change. When we went to Dallas, they found out really quick that they like it dark. It's one of those things that we've learned. Freshman Parker Preswaniak has had a lot of fun with this season. I like hanging out with the barbecue teams, Preswaniak said. It's always a lot of fun being together and always working hard. It's fun cooking. I enjoy it. Competing alongside Andres Reyes on Team Kickenash, Preswaniak said they both enjoyed their experience of competing at state, where they took 10th. It's different, Preswaniak said. It's a lot bigger than you're used to. Usually we're used to 10, 15, 20 teams. This one was 61 teams. We did pretty well. The progress Hit Squad has made in a short amount of time since starting a barbecue team has been impressive, according to McClure, adding that they've already received recognition from the magazine Texas Monthly. They've come in a long ways since we started, McClure said. We've helped quite a few schools. That's one thing that's nice about it. We were recommended by Texas Monthly and others because we had helped other schools. 9 students advance to UIL Academic State Meet. 2 team members set records at region. The Andrews High School UIL academic teams scored the second most points at the regional meet, advancing 6 individuals and 2 teams to the state meet next weekend. Senior Edwin Munoz Campos placed 3rd in computer science and 2nd in number sense. He became the first student since 2013 to advance to the state academic meet in number sense and computer science. He also became only the 3rd student in the last 25 years to qualify individually for the state academic meet in 2 different events in the same year. Senior Navea Galvan scored 415 out of 420 in accounting to claim the regional champion title. Her score is the highest in school history and the highest in the entire state, 1A to 6A. She was also crowned the regional champion in computer applications. Galvan became the 4th student in the last 25 years to qualify individually for the state academic meet in 2 different events in the same year. She is also the first student in the last 25 years to be the regional champion in two different events in the same year. Junior Alicia Rangel and sophomore Zamira Recio earned the opportunity to compete at the state academic meet after their performance at the regional meet. The two finished in second, Recio, and third, Rangel, at the regional meet. This is the first year for the pair to have the opportunity to compete at a district and regional meet after last year was cut short. Senior Kevin Mora placed fourth in computer science, earning a spot as an alternate at the state academic meet. Senior Bethany Womel placed fourth in copy editing and fourth in poetry interpretation, earning a spot as an alternate at the state academic meet for both events. The computer science team of Edwin Munoz, Kevin Mora, and Dusty Rawson placed second in computer science and are ranked seventh in the state in 4A computer science. The accounting team of Nevea Galvan, Ashton Hernandez, and Alyssa Bustamante placed second in accounting and are ranked fourth in the state in 4A accounting.
NTO grads value their experience. By Ruth Campbell, RCAMPBELL at OAOA.com. In its 10th anniversary year, George H.W. Bush New Tech Odessa graduates said they thought attending the fledgling school was going to be easy, but it surprised them on many levels. When Shauna Brunel arrived at the campus, she thought she could just blend in and not have to make too much of an effort. I was in this place where I had been competing in sports, particularly in competitive cheerleading and gymnastics, for my entire life, and my ninth grade year I got an injury in the middle of the season that meant I was not going to be able to continue doing those sports. I had built so much of my life, pretty much all my life, around doing sports and being athletic. For me, my school experience was just doing enough to get by with the bare minimum, and sometimes not even the bare minimum. A bunch of guesswork, Brunel said. Now, Brunel is the marketing and communications coordinator for a Minnesota-based nonprofit called True Friends. True Friends, through six programs and services, serves more than 25,000 individuals each year. About 4,000 of those individuals have some type of disability, she said. In August 2020, Brunel started a program at Johns Hopkins University to earn a Master of Arts in Communications with a concentration in corporate and nonprofit communications and a graduate certificate in nonprofit management. Brunel said NTO changed her life. The hands-on learning and encouragement from instructors, which NTO calls facilitators, gave her confidence. They're letting you explore so many different areas that aren't just about reading a textbook, taking a test, or doing a paper, because you're constantly doing real-world group projects. And because of New Tech, I was able to find out what I'm passionate about whenever my one passion in life was taken away, and I found something that I am beyond passionate about that I would never have found otherwise. I also became really passionate about my education, and I started working really hard at having good grades, succeeding in my classes, succeeding in the project that I was working on, said Brunel, who lives in St. Cloud. While New Tech, for me, was intended to be an escape from what I felt like I had lost, it ended up being something that unlocked the potential in me and helped me find my passion, she added. Sandra Vega, class of 2015, said she's glad New Tech is still around. Vega graduated from University of Texas Permian Basin with a bachelor's degree in fine arts and is now pursuing a master of fine arts from the University of Alabama. She added that its project-based learning was such a unique way of teaching, and there is so much good energy that comes from the facilitators, teachers, and the program itself. College preparation and meeting deadlines were stressed as well. Vega said she moved from New Jersey to Texas when she was 16. She and her family heard about NTO from a student who had been going to her parents' church. So her parents got to talking to my parents. It was really interesting because of the small size classes. They pay attention to student success more than they would at a larger school. I think it was just the attraction of smaller class size, smaller number of students, and then there was more motivation to teach there by the facilitators, Vega said. She said the classes were great. I felt like the project-based learning really facilitated the way I learn. Students engaged in every subject a little bit more. I felt like it prepared me a lot for the real world. I'm a graduate student now, so I teach art, Vega said. Lorenzo Rivas also said he wasn't a typical student. He was drawn to NTO by a presentation from founding principal Adrian Vega. I went to Bowie Junior High. I was in football. I was in band. I did all the sports. My whole thing growing up was getting a good education, and whenever founding principal Adrian Vega got up and did their presentation at Bowie, it really piqued my interest, Rivas said. If New Tech didn't work out for him, Rivas said he would go to Odessa High School, but he really enjoyed NTO and learned how to work as part of a team. Rivas earned a degree in management from University of Texas at Arlington in 2017. He is now a fire inspector investigator at the fire marshal's office. He said he did oil field work for 2 years, but was laid off last January. His father was a firefighter for 25 years, which was ultimately how he wound up with the fire marshal's office.
AHS student wins 2 UIL academics state titles. Andrews. Andrews High School senior Nevaeh Galvan made history once again as she became the first student in school history to win state championships in 2 different academic events in the same year. She scored a perfect score of 420 on the accounting test and scored 345 out of 350 on the computer applications test. Both were the highest scores in 4A and the highest scores in the entire state among all classifications in both competitions, a news release said. Galvan became one of 4 AHS students to be a state academic champion since 1983 and the first ever state champion in accounting and computer applications for AHS. She has competed in UIL accounting and computer applications all 4 years of her high school career. This was the second time competing in the accounting and computer applications at the state level. Prior to the state meet, Galvan captured the district and regional championships in both categories. Sophomore Zamira Rocio placed 2nd in UIL headline writing at the state meet. This was the first full year for Rocio to compete in UIL headline writing and her first time competing at the state academic meet. Her silver medal is the highest placing for an AHS student in a journalism event since 1983. Rocio became the 4th AHS student to place in the top 6 in any journalism contest at a state event since 1983, the release said. Leading up to the state meet, Rocio was the District 2 4A champion and the Region 1 runner-up. Junior Alicia Rangel placed 6th at the state headline writing contest. This was the first full year for Rangel to compete in UIL headline writing and her first trip to the state academic meet. Rangel became part of a select group as she is the 5th person to place in the top 6 in a journalism state competition since 1983. To qualify for state, Rongel was the district runner-up and placed third at region. Senior Edwin Munoz Campos finished in the top 20 in computer science and top 15 in number sense at the state meet. He is the first state competitor for AHS in both events since 2013. Midland College Awards winners. April 28th, Midland College held its annual nonfiction writing contest award ceremony via Zoom video conferencing. Contest finalists read excerpts from their entries in the categories of feature stories, narrative nonfiction, and research essays reports. First, second, and honorable mention winners were announced for each category. Feature stories. Judged by Lisa Del Rosso, writer and instructor at New York University. First place, Kylie Wilkins, Finding My Voice. Second place, Eileen Munoz, How My Mom Brought Me Closer to My Culture Through Dance. Honorable mention, Alexandra James, A Memoir on Land Maps. Narrative Nonfiction, judged by Catherine V. Wills, Professor of English, Department Director, Chairperson, and Campus Poet at Indiana University, Purdue University, Columbus. First place, Madison Porter, Standing Out. Second place, Miriam Falana, Cultivation and Tutelage, The Burnt Extremity. Honorable mention, Faith Dolan, Paradox. Research Essays or Reports, judged by Paulette Golden, professor in the English department at the American Military University, American Public University System. First place, Weston Wilbur, I Can See the End in the Beginning, Michelangelo Buonarroti, the creator of Every Viewer's Journey. Second place, Miriam Falana, Cultural Constructs of Integrative Masculinity. Honorable mention, Jordan Ricks, A Case Study on the Death Panel at Stark County Memorial Hospital.
Thank you for joining us for this week's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, Far West Texas News, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 8.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 60 and partly cloudy. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 60s. Then, tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, a few showers with a low in the upper 60s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 7 a.m.
Welcome to this week's edition of Far West Texas. Readings from the Big Bend Sentinel, the Monahans News, and the Fort Stockton Pioneer, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Big Bend Sentinel for Thursday, May 13th, 2021. Burn ban in effect. No ground fires by order of Presidio County. Marfa and Alpine ISDs to offer vaccine to students in the coming days. Marfa. Marfa ISD will hold a vaccine clinic for students at 1 p.m. Friday, May 14th in the MISD boardroom, with the second dose being offered on May 4th. The Department of State Health Services will administer vaccines to students ages 12 and older. There is no charge for the vaccine. Alpine ISD also, in conjunction with DSHS, will host its vaccine clinic on Tuesday, May 18th, with a second dose on June 17th. According to a DSHS spokesperson, young people have been less likely to suffer severe illness when infected with COVID, but they have been